Chapter 6.
The pilot of the newspeeder needed no urging from Luke. He picked the nearest plausible landing spot, a portion of a 20th-story altitude pedestrian walkway broad enough for two starfighters to land abreast, and set down. Immediately, all the pursuit vehicles set down on one side or the other of it, all but the Falcon, which rose, looking for a broader landing area. Jaina, Kyle, and Ben joined Luke. At his instant order, they stood at the four corners of the newspeeder, lightsabers unlit, but in hand, and waved the oncoming security troopers, press, and onlookers back. The security troopers, no ranking officer present, hesitated in the face of unthreatening but armed Jedi resistance and simply formed up lines, keeping the press and observers at bay, barring the exit paths of the Jedi. Kip Duran and Jedi Knight Doran Taynor arrived moments later, filling in the Jedi line, and Luke could see other Jedi speeders moving in for agile illegal landings. Luke shook his head. This is going to be a real mess.
Going to be? Kip looked amazed. Are you trying for some galactic record in the understatement event?
The dark-haired female bounty hunter and her Rodian companion arrived, showed identification to the spaceport security officers, and moved through their line, confronting Luke. The woman smiled with what seemed like genuine good cheer.
Care to surrender the prisoner? It will save everybody trouble.
Luke shook his head. We'll manage this. You can save everyone a lot of trouble by convincing the security forces to fall back and leave us to our business. She shook her head.
The Chief of State has ordered us to take the rogue Jedi into custody. Surely you've heard of her, Natasi Dalla?
I have, but I haven't heard of you. Who are you? She offered him a slight bow.
Zelash Kul. Not, I'm afraid, at your service.
You're not a Jedi. She nodded.
And may I present Kadit?
The Rodian offered a minimal glance in Luke's direction, but he clearly had his eye on the growing numbers of Jedi and GA security personnel. The noise was incredible. The Falcon's repulsors howling, people shouting.
Stand back, stand back! GA security has jurisdiction here.
Hand over the prisoner. This is not your jurisdiction.
Take one more step and you'll be picking your nose with a prosthetic.
Luke, when did you first realize you were a criminal?
Master Silgal was among the later Jedi arrivals. The security troopers let her enter, and she injected Valen with enough sedatives to keep a Wampa unconscious for a couple of days. But the security troopers and bounty hunters clearly would not open ranks to permit the Jedi to carry Valen out. Zalash and Kadit took the opportunity to retreat to the security lines. Han and Leia forced their way into the Jedi circle. Han stared out at the thickening lines of security troopers and shook his head.
This is getting way out of control, old buddy.
Luke nodded.
GA security has legal jurisdiction. Those others have a profit motive, and all we have is the fact that we're right. No one's going to back down until someone gets hurt.
Ben gestured towards someone in the security ranks.
There's a familiar face.
Luke peered in that direction. Captain Savar stood there, waving the security men and women around him to silence.
This could help, Luke said.
Leia's expression was one of irritation.
It certainly couldn't hurt.
Luke calculated odds and resources. He now had 20 Jedi here, including 6 Masters. If violence erupted, the security troopers would be slaughtered. Or perhaps not, depending on how well their two bounty hunter allies fared. Luke gestured until he got Captain Savar's attention. The officer headed his way, ignoring the guns at his back and lightsabers ahead of him until he stood before Luke.
Quite a mess you Jedi have made here.
Luke shook his head.
It would have been a lot worse without us here. Is there any way you can pack those bounty hunters into a spent fuel drum or something?
I wish. That's not on the list of options.
Luke felt as glum as the man looked.
Well, we've got to figure something out. One twitch like your boy had yesterday, and we're going to have blaster bolts, arms and legs, and who knows what else flying everywhere.
So hand Valen Horn over.
How do you know his name?
He was caught on holocam and identified when he stole a classic starfighter and crashed a Kuwati shuttle at the Senate building.
Tell you what, You conduct us all to the Jedi Temple, and we'll let you have an observer on hand while we study Jedi Horn to see what's wrong.
Why would we want you to study our prisoner?
Han and Leia, breaking from a bout of hurried consultation, stepped forward. Leia's voice was at her most diplomatic. This was the voice she'd used for all her chief of state speeches. Grandmaster, Captain, I believe my husband and I can offer a solution that will defuse the immediate situation. Captain Savar gave her a not entirely hopeful look.
Please.
Mon Mothma Memorial Medical Center is pretty close to equidistant between the temple and the Senate building. That makes it a sort of halfway point for respective jurisdictions. Let's take Jedi Horn there. It's a secure facility and an enclosed space, so we can limit the number of people with access to the situation. Say, 6 Jedi and 6 security agents.
Han nodded.
And no bounty hunters or press. None living, anyway.
Savar considered, took a look at the growing number of press and onlookers arriving, and nodded. He looked back over his shoulder.
Karn, commandeer a civilian vehicle suitable for carrying 15 or more, with a civilian driver. We need it here, now.
Yes, sir!
A broad-shouldered male trooper pushed his way through the ranks of security troopers and onlookers, then set off at a dead run.